This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The University of Alaska has developed a system-wide draft plan to furlough employees as an alternative to layoffs in case it temporarily and unexpectedly runs out of money. The Board of Regents will consider the policy during a meeting in Anchorage on Thursday and Friday of this week. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation started handing out pink slips yesterday. Switchboard operator Hillary Young says she went to work for her noon shift and was called into an office by managers.
So I walked in there and there was three people sitting in there waiting for me, and I knew as soon as I walked in what was going to happen, and sure enough, they just told me that they were very sorry, but they had to let me go. Due to all the budget cuts, I was so upset I just was crying in there.
Jung says she's 62 years old and worries about being able to find employment again at her age. She says she's considering moving to Anchorage to live with her daughter. Officials say the reduction was necessary due to an $11.7 million budget shortfall. It's the second round of cuts in less than a year at YKHC. Last fall, around 50 positions were cut. In Fairbanks, Golden Valley Electric Association customers can expect a rate hike to pay for new federally required pollution controls designed to cut Alaska's emissions of nearly 2 million metric tons of carbon in 2012. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the new requirements will be phased in over several years.
The Federal Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rule will require all U.S. power plants to cut production of carbon dioxide by 30% by 2030 based on their output in 2005. GVEA CEO Corey Borgeson says all of the co-op's coal-fired power plants and at least some of the other fossil fuel-fired plants will not meet the stringent standards of the new rule.
We think it's very possible that the limitations would affect not only our coal plants but also our plants that are fired with naphtha, diesel.
About 60% of GVEA's electricity is generated by coal and oil, including diesel. So, Borgeson says, the utility will be required to spend money to bring its power plants into compliance with the new rule. And more rate hikes will be required to cover those costs. How much, he can't yet say. But Borgeson cited as an example the $92 million that GVEA is now paying on emissions controls for the coal-fired 50-megawatt Healy 2 power plant. That work is required under a deal the co-op cut last year with the EPA and the state. Those controls, however, will not remove carbon dioxide or CO2 from the plant's emissions, so Healy 2 will be out of compliance with the new rules when it's fired up in about a year. And Borgeson says it's not known how much the additional emissions controls for the plant will cost.
So you go in and put in additional controls to take out CO2 or limit those emissions. And, you know, it's just hard to speculate on the cost, but ultimately, it's a big cost.
Environmentalists counter that ratepayers nationwide already are paying for the costs associated with greenhouse gas emissions. Colin O'Brien is an attorney with the environmental advocacy group Earth Justice, and he said in a November interview that those so-called hidden costs come in the form of, for example, increased insurance and medical payments to repair damage from extreme weather events or health costs associated with poor air quality.
People pay the cost of energy in several different ways. One is the bill that they get from the utility. Another might be the money that they pay to their healthcare provider if they have asthma or another lung or heart condition that's a consequence of the air pollution that comes from coal production or coal combustion.
The new CO2 rule is intended to encourage utilities to convert from coal, which provides nearly half the nation's electricity, to natural gas. Borgeson says that's not an option here.
That's something that we still don't have in the interior. And even if we do get it, it's going to be at a much higher cost than the rest of the nation.
The Wall Street Journal reported Sunday that the proposed rule is scheduled to go into effect in 2016. Between now and then, Borgeson says GVEA will be making the case to EPA that the co-op should be granted exceptions and or extensions for compliance. He says GVEA will support litigation that he expects the utility industry, among others, will be filing in opposition to the new rule in the coming months. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.